Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now is our very special guest. If you listen to this show, you know how much we love Ford, Boomer's Raptor, my Ford F-150. And right now we have Mark LaNave, our friend, VP of U.S. Marketing Sales and Service for Ford, who is going to also announce something very, very cool for the show. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio. Good morning to you guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Mark, and thanks for joining us this morning. Before we get to the announcement that we're going to make this morning, I was reading an article that Peter Berg, the favorite, the director, is actually going to do a movie in regards to Ford and the UAW coming together to do all the PPE stuff that you guys did back in April, May, and June. And I would think that that's going to highlight exactly what Ford means to this country.
Yeah, thank you, Boomer. There is a documentary getting pulled together. There's actually blurbs of it out now. I posted a piece of it on my LinkedIn account the other day. And it tells a fantastic story of when the music stopped back in March, as I like to say, and this hit, and nobody really knew what was going on. Our manufacturing team, along with our product development team, just a small group of people, were able to pull together a couple of our manufacturing facilities, get some employee volunteers to come in, work with companies like GE and 3M, and we're able to build literally millions of face masks, plastic face shields, masks, respirators, and ventilators. And they did it in remarkable time with high quality, very low cost. They've been donated all over the country. And, you know, we like to say the reason we're able to do it is because our manufacturing never left. We build more of our vehicles that we sell here than any other manufacturer. We build all of our trucks here. And so our workforce, our engineers, our product development people, they're right here in the United States. Lot clustered in Southeast Michigan, so we're able to convert very quickly, and it was an honor and a privilege to be part of that, you know, performing that small effort on behalf of America trying to overcome the pandemic that we're going through.
Yeah, I hope our local listeners understand that and the enormity of the job that was undertaken. Now, in the middle of all of that, you announce, and I don't know if this is true or not, and I want you to confirm this for me. So I go to my Ford dealer last week. I get my truck serviced. And I asked, you know, how are the sales of the new Bronco going? And the guy says he's already taken 125 reservations for the new Bronco. Is that possible that one dealer can take that many reservations?
It's certainly possible, Boomer. In fact, I know dealers that have a lot more than that. The average dealer, like in the tri-state area, would probably be well over 100. About a month ago now, we said we were over 165,000. These are not just reservations. They have deposits on them where customers
right.
have gone through the web, including yours, Boomer. I'm keeping track of that one personally.
Good, thank
and,
you.
customers have gone and picked a series in two-door, four-door, or the Bronco Sport and put a $100 reservation deposit on it. Here's how widespread the appeal of the vehicle is. I had a dealer. On the same evening, I received text from, this is a month ago, a dealer in suburbs of Dallas, which you would assume would be a great Bronco market, that had over 300 reservations already. And then a dealer in Connecticut, in your part of the world, that had over 300 reservations. So I'm not sure how much off-roading there is in Connecticut, but that just shows you that the vehicle has widespread appeal, and we're very excited and anxious to get it into the marketplace.
Boomer and Geo with Mark LaNave, VP of U.S. Marketing, Sales, and Service for Ford, and we have to talk to him about Monday Night Football coming up in a little bit. But Boomer, this is a it's a big day because there's a big announcement here that Ford and the Boomer and Geo show with a beautiful partnership. If you want to tell everybody about exactly what that is,
exactly, it's going to be a 3-year partnership with our show. They will be the official sponsor of our studio here at WFAN, where I am sitting. Geo, maybe someday you'll be sitting right next to me again.
Hey, it's not my fault. The company told me I can't come in.
So he lives 65 miles from New York, Mark, and he hates the commute, and he is just shoehorned into his house, and he is not moving. I am in the Ford studios here at WFAN, and we're proud to announce that partnership, and we'd like to say thank you not only to you, but also all the tri-state Ford stores in the area that are supporting this program, and hopefully we can continue for even longer than that.
Well, Boomer, we're excited, and Gio, we're excited about the partnership that we have had with a long-term relationship, and then the new exciting one moving forward with being part of the Ford studio. And we've got great dealers in the area there that you know, are a big part of your show and a big part of the community. I was asking a couple of them if it was going to be the Ford studio. You guys are both truck buyers. I was wondering if it should be the Built Ford Tough studio. Or even the Tri-State Ford Dealer Studio. And, you know, so I asked that question, sent a couple emails this morning. But whatever we name it, you know, we are very proud to be associated with WFAN, with you two personally. Our dealers are really excited about it. And I think we're going to have a lot of benefit in communication and programs we'll be able to do for customers in the area, like a first responders program, law enforcement program, and military and many other things, and we're really looking forward to what we can do together over the next 3 years.
Certainly appreciate it, Mark. Built Ford Tough, you know, for me, I like that, but you don't really know the NARPs that I work with. You know, sorry. So let's get to a little bit of football. So you went to the University of Virginia. People don't realize this, that you were a football player there. You also grew up in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. You're a huge Steelers fan. Now, here's the interesting dichotomy of what's going on in the world today. The ACC and Virginia can play football. They're going to have a 10-game season. It's going to be ACC only, including Notre Dame. However, you live outside of Detroit. You are in Michigan territory, Michigan State territory, and yet they can't play football or any other fall sports in the Big Ten. What's going on there, and why is this happening so like different in different parts of the country?
That's a great question, Boomer. And of course, you get into a lot of political questions around things like that. I can't tell you that I wasn't surprised that the ACC and especially the SEC would go ahead with their seasons. As you mentioned, I'm about 15 minutes from my home. From Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, and about an hour's drive, about 60 miles from Michigan State, out in East Lansing. And, you know, great, great schools, great tradition. I heard, I don't know if it's true, that Jim Harbaugh actually participated in a protest.
That is true. Over the weekend. That is true, 100% true.
Which is kind of hard to believe, but I get it. And, you know, and I feel so bad. You know, I felt bad earlier for the kids at work. Seniors in high school and college this past spring, it's such a special time in your life that you never get back. And I felt like they kind of got robbed with everything that was going on with COVID. And then, you know, you feel really bad for, I believe Michigan was going to have a new quarterback that's been waiting, McCaffrey's brother, I think it is, that has been waiting for a while to get his shot as QB. And I don't know what happens with the season. Do they lose I guess they wouldn't lose their eligibility, but to lose a whole season in their development, You got to believe there'd be a way to bring them back safely, like the NFL and the NBA. NBA's done successfully, Major League Baseball, you know, for the most part, and certainly the NFL's going to try, you would think. But, hey, I sell cars for a living, and, so I'll leave that to people a lot smarter than me in those areas.
Steelers going to beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. I know my wife, who is from Upper St. Clair and went to that high school and is a huge Steeler fan and is absolutely all in on this season with Ben coming back, seems to think so. So where do you lie on that?
You know, for some reason, either I've been too busy or there's just been not as much the normal cadence of news. I haven't kept up with I did look at the 53-man roster the other day with the comings and goings of camp. I did hear that Big Ben was healthy and looking good and throwing well. And, of course, their defense, what people don't realize, their defense was much better last year. It had been a weakness for several years, and then it was much, much better. They just didn't have much offense once Ben got hurt. But if he's healthy, I think they like this new wide receiver. I can't remember his name, out of Notre Dame, to team up with Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side. And if they get a healthy running back with Connor and some of the other ones, and Ben healthy, you know, I think they'll have a shot. But they're in a very good division. Baltimore's tough. Cleveland, you got to believe one of these years will be really good. And Cincinnati's obviously going to be better.
Well, Cincinnati will be a little bit better, but they do have a rookie quarterback. He's going to, you know, start behind the eight ball, if you will, because it's not going to be easy for him to learn on the job. Here's the interesting thing about Monday night, and I was telling Gio this last week. I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. So the Giants have a new left tackle, Andrew Thomas, and he's going to be a good player. Nobody doubts that. He's a high-character guy. They went out and got the right guy for the fit that they needed. But their first five games, including against the 34 configuration defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is what I call learning on the job. And the last person, that, or the last two people that you want learning on the job, in the case of the Bengals, it happens to be their quarterback. In the case of the Giants, it happens to be their left tackle. That is not going to be an easy spot for the Giants on Monday night.
Boy, that's a really good point, Boomer. And he'll be going up against, a lot of the time, T.J. Watt, right?
Good luck.
The left tackle. Yeah. And I tell you, that kid's amazing. You know, he doesn't look like a physical specimen. I don't know, but he probably is. But he just is so productive. He's got such a high motor. And, well, his brothers are the same way, I guess. And he's a lot of fun to watch. But, boy, I don't feel this. A Monday night left tackle rookie going up against him, that'll be fun. I hope it's fun for me to watch.
Well, it's a recipe for disaster. Anyway, this is not a recipe for disaster. Your commitment to our show and our show to back to the Ford Tri-State dealers here and the stores here. I just want to say thank you again, Mark, for supporting Boomer and Geo, and for supporting New York, and for your company, Ford, supporting America when we needed it most.
We're always with you guys here in the Tri-State area. You know, my second adopted hometown, Boomer. Keep up the great work that you and Geo and our dealers do in the area, and I look forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. And just as Mark said, he was proud to be a part of this show. We, of course, are very, very proud to be partners with Ford, and can't wait to see what they come up with. I'm rooting for Built Ford Tough Studio as well, starting tomorrow. So we'll see what we settle on. And then what's great about it is, hey, we're locked in for 3 years, and that's all I'm going to be saying. That's what the studio is, man. That's what the studio is, and it's going to stay that way. I love that.
Can I ask Al to say Built Ford Tough Studio?
You're listening to Boomer and Geo from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
That needs work.
Yeah, not
terrible. How about this? Built Ford Tough.
There it is. That's the one right there.
But for Gio to come back here, Ford has to build a helicopter, evidently.
No. Hey, you guys are thinking it's me. It's not me. If this is going to be the theme of, like, if I had a choice to come back but I'm not, that is false. Because I've been told that I am not allowed to come back. As long as Boomer is in there, I'm not allowed to come back. Now, if Boomer wants to come home, then I can go back. But they can't have two people in the studio. That's why Jerry's in the other one. Don't bust my chops.
I'll tell you why. You know what's really interesting is that the NFL Today is coming up this week. We have a rehearsal on Friday, and then obviously the show on Sunday. And CBS is not letting anybody in their building without COVID-19 tests. And we have to get tested every week. And, you know, I have to go get a test right after the show today. And it is like lockdown central over there. I mean, you know, simply because it's a confined space and there's like over 200 people that are working, you know, very close quarters, cameramen, sound people, you know, all the technical people behind the scenes, the talent, you know, all the makeup and hair. Everybody is like pretty much in very close quarters. And they have the building cordoned off. We have separate entrances. We have separate rooms. I mean, it's going to be – it is a big deal what CBS is going through and how they're trying to make it as safe as they possibly can for everybody come Sunday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.